Hi, this is the My Favourite Elliot Smith Song podcast. Now, this is a show that's really as simple as it sounds. We hear from well-known fans of Elliot Smith about their favourite song of his, in the hope that in our own small way, we keep Elliot's legacy alive. And thank you very, very much for joining us for this episode. I'm really pleased to say that on this, the fifth episode, or the 20th of a century edition, we have one of the breakthrough artists of last year speaking to us. Now, at the end of 2017, when everyone was doing their albums of the year lists, one name kept coming up. And no, I'm not talking about Kendrick Lamar. It was, of course, Phoebe Bridgers. Phoebe is a singer-songwriter from California in the United States who counts none other than Elliot Smith among her most important influences. And you can really hear it coming through on her brilliant album, Stranger in the Alps. So I was really, really pleased when she accepted my invitation to do an interview for this show. As well as, of course, talking about her favourite song, we spoke about how she first got into Elliot, how his influences ended up in her music, and also whether or not she thinks Elliot would have used Twitter if he was still alive today. So hopefully you enjoy this chat, and I'll see you quickly again on the other side. Can you just tell us your pick for your favourite Elliot Smith song?
I'd say right now it's probably whatever folk song in C, which is kind of a weird choice, but it's the one... I don't know. I feel like it totally encapsulates everything that I love about him and his songwriting.
And that song, Whatever Folk Song You See, comes from the album New Moon, which was a collection of previously unreleased songs, which came out in 2007. Can you tell us why you've chosen this song?
I think it's just the simplicity of the songwriting, and like, I love his arrangements and his chord shapes and the like musicality of a lot of his music, but this particular song is just so straight up. And I feel like a lot of what I look for in his other music is like the very Beatles-y changes, and it's almost like he's playing with an orchestra, but it's just him on guitar. And then this song is just kind of, it sounds like it maybe took him 2 seconds to write, but it's just so good. A lot of his songs are really, really poetic, and this one just sounds like he's talking to someone.
Come here alone and they lead into us, except for you and me, who just came to you. If you're all done like you said you'd be, what are you doing hanging out with me?
It's a song that you've played live before on a day trotter session. Is it a song that you like playing live?
The riff is really simple, but I think that day trotter session, and I'm kind of cheating, like playing the guitar part, and it took me like 40 takes to even get like a normal sounding version of that little guitar lick that he does. Like even in its simplicity, it's so like, I don't know, it's very like folky and cool, and I'm not a great guitar player, but yeah, it seemed like, oh, like this will be no problem, it'll be great, it'll be easy. And but even in like the simplest songs that he writes, there's like so much going on.
Why you tell me stuff that's so plainly untrue? If you'll be straight with me, I'll be straighter with you. If you're all done like you said you'd be,
And tell us how you discovered Elliot's music for the first time.
This drummer, Carla Azar, she's been in a ton of bands, including like Jack White's band, and she's in a band called Autolux. I met her when I was like a little kid, and she played me Kiwi Mad Dog 2020, which is a really interesting starting point because obviously there are no lyrics. And then I went home and I just like try to like download as much music as possible, and like went on iTunes and like used all my iTunes gift cards when that was still a thing to buy Elliot Smith's music.
And other than Kiwi Mad Dog, what were the first songs or the first albums that you really got into of his?
My like first favorite song of Elliot's was Waltz Number 2, which I listened to on repeat forever. And then because of the age of the internet, I just kind of like pick and chose, and it was a while for me to like kind of discern what songs came from which albums. But I think yeah, as a whole, weirdly, New Moon was kind of the first album I listened to top to bottom. And also, weirdly, Elliot's how I discovered Big Star because of that album. I didn't know that Big Star was a band, and he covered 13, and I like tried to learn it, and I'm like, oh shit, this is a Big Star song, and then I fell in love with Big Star.
And was there any kind of inspiration that you got from listening to Elliot's music in terms of how you developed your own sound as you got older?
Yeah, absolutely. Weirdly, I also had again, because of the weird internet, one of the first things I ever got was like a covers album. I think it was called To Elliot from Portland. And it's another way I discovered a lot of bands that other people were listening to that I hadn't listened to yet, like the Decemberists. And it kind of like opened up a whole universe of folk music that I didn't know existed. I was listening to like a lot of what my parents were listening to, like Neil Young and Joni Mitchell. And I didn't know that there was this whole like other 90s, early 2000s folk music scene happening.
Soon be fine if you're all done like you said you'd be. What are you doing hanging out with me?
When you listen to your album Stranger in the Alps, you can hear some of the influences from Elliot coming through. For the non-musicians among us, can you just explain to us how that happened? Is this something that you consciously decide that you want to draw inspiration from a musician, in this case Elliot, or is it something that kind of happens more naturally?
I think it's a little bit of both. Definitely in writing, I don't notice it as much, and then someone else will be like, oh, that's exactly like an Elliot Smith change or harmony or whatever. But then in production, I feel like I'm constantly referencing him, like, you know, going back into his albums and saying, like, I'd love it if the drum sounded like this, or I'd love like this weird doubled vocal to happen, but only in the chorus. So I feel like I'm constantly like unconsciously and consciously referencing him.
In lots of the articles you read, you're compared to Elliot Smith. Is being compared to Elliot Smith something you appreciate? Is it something that you get tired of?
I think the only bad thing I can say about it is that one, it's like a lot to live up to. And two, I feel like I don't, like, he's kind of just my favorite hands down. So I don't feel like, I don't know. I wish it wasn't so obvious, but I also love it. It's like very flattering. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people listen to my music and they're like, oh, obviously you listen to a lot of Elliot Smith, and I can't argue. I'm like, yeah, I do.
Hearing from people who knew Elliot when he was alive, you get the sense that he was a very funny person and someone who was quite different from how he's popularly portrayed in the media and places like that. And I mean, just looking, say, for example, at your Twitter feed, obviously it's like peppered with lots of jokes, and you know, you're kind of really getting across the personality that you are, even though that, you know, you're creating music that is similarly reflective. Do you think if Elliot could use social media, could use Twitter, that people might think of him differently?
I mean in the, there are a couple interviews which I'm sure you've seen where he's like he's obviously super frustrated with the like endless questions, like, so you must be super depressed. Like, why do you only write sad songs? And he's like, my songs aren't even sad to me. And so he's maybe you're right. Maybe like the platform of the internet might have changed that. Like in the sense that there'd be more about him out if he lived in a time where, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's only a handful of interviews that made it from like TV to YouTube or whatever. So I think maybe there'd just be like a broader picture of his personality and not just like this kind of simplified, like romanticized, dark dude, you know?
As an artist yourself, do you appreciate the opportunities that social media provides to kind of get your personality across?
You know, I really do. Like, I think it's really fun. It can be easy to get sucked into it and like start caring too much. And also a lot of people disagree with me. Like a lot of my friends like aren't on the internet or think it's really, really stupid. But I also have friends who, you know, spend 4 hours reading bad reviews about their shows. So I think there are like good and bad ways to interpret it. I personally love it. Don't know what, and then that's the other thing. I think like that some of what I've heard about Elliot's personality, it would make me think that he would hate it, hate the internet. But I think it would be a blessing to us all if he had a funny Twitter account. It'd be amazing.
I guess just to kind of finish us off a bit, do you think in future, the kind of the music you'll create going forward, do you always anticipate there'll be Elliot elements of Elliot Smith in there?
Oh yeah, absolutely. He's like the most, he's the most seminal artist to me. Like he was basically the first person I discovered that my parents hadn't shown me, or that a friend my age hadn't shown me. Like this woman that I thought was so cool and awesome showed me one song, and then I kind of went with it. So it kind of felt like, yeah, it's like it was the most personal to me, and a lot of the reason I wanted to start playing music. So I think even if I tried, if I tried not to actively, there would be a lot of Elliot influence in my music forever. I haven't wanted to do anything for a long time. Whatever you're doing now would probably suit me fine if you're all done like you said you'd be. What are you doing hanging out with me? What are you doing hanging out with me?
Thank you very much then to Phoebe Bridges for taking part in this podcast. And if you haven't listened to her album yet, then I really, really recommend you doing so, particularly if you're a fan of Elliot's. As ever, feel free to get in touch with me if you've got a suggestion for people to take part in the show. You can do so by leaving a review, a comment on SoundCloud, or by tweeting me at Rob Comber. And that's it for this episode, but I'll be back with another one soon when we'll have an interview with Ross Harris, who was a friend of Elliot's and the director of a few of his music videos. Hopefully, I'll see you then.